Good day, Cedar Creekers, and anyone else who has joined in online. My name is Justin Wickman, and I'm one of the pastors here at Cedar Creek Community Church. Welcome to a 10-minute devotional where I'll read a portion of scripture, make a few observations, and give you a question to ponder over a cup of coffee or something to journal about. Today, our chunk of scripture is Daniel chapter 4, verses 3 through 37. We're currently going over the first six chapters of Daniel and seeing how it relates to us. If you would, open up your Bible or your Bible app and read along with me. Today, I'll be reading from the ESV translation. Daniel chapter 4, verses 3 through 37. I, Nebuchadnezzar, was at ease in my house and prospering in my palace. I saw a dream that made me afraid. As I lay in bed, the fancies and the visions of my head alarmed me. So I made a decree that all the wise men of Babylon should be brought before me, that they might make known to me the interpretation of the dream. Then the magicians, the enchanters, the Chaldeans, and the astrologers came in, and I told them the dream, but they could not make known to me its interpretation. At last, Daniel came before me, he who was named Belteshazzar, after the name of my God, and in whom is the spirit of the holy gods. And I told him the dream, saying, O Belteshazzar, chief of the magicians, because I know that the spirit of the holy gods is in you, and that no mystery is too difficult for you, tell me the visions of my dream that I saw and their interpretation. The visions of my head as I lay in bed were these. I saw and behold a tree in the midst of the earth, and its height was great. The tree grew and became strong, and its top reached to heaven, and it was visible to the end of the whole earth. Its leaves were beautiful, and its fruit abundant, and in it was food for all. The beasts of the field found shade under it, and the birds of the heavens lived in its branches, and all flesh was fed from it. I saw in the visions of my head, as I lay in bed, and behold, a watcher, a holy one, came down from heaven. He proclaimed aloud and said thus, Chop down the tree and lop off its branches, strip off its leaves and scatter its fruit. Let the beasts flee from under it and the birds from its branches. But leave the stump of its roots in the earth, bound with a band of iron and bronze, amid the tender grass of the field. Let him be wet with the dew of heaven. Let his portion be with the beasts and the grass of the earth. Let his mind be changed from a man's, and let a beast's mind be given to him, and let 7 periods of time pass over him. The sentence is by the decree of the watchers, the decision by the word of the holy ones, to the end, that the living may know that the Most High rules the kingdom of men and gives it to whom he will and sets over it the lowliest of men. This dream I, King Nebuchadnezzar, saw. And you, O Belteshazzar, tell me the interpretation, because all the wise men of my kingdom are not able to make known to me the interpretation, but you are able, for the spirit of the holy gods is in you. Then Daniel, whose name was Belteshazzar, was dismayed for a while, and his thoughts alarmed him. The king answered and said, Belteshazzar, let not the dream or the interpretation alarm you. Belteshazzar answered and said, My lord, may the dream be for those who hate you, and its interpretation for your enemies. The tree you saw, which grew and became strong, so that its top reached to heaven, and it was visible to the end of the whole earth, whose leaves were beautiful, and its fruit abundant, and in which was food for all, under which the beasts of the field found shade, and in whose branches the birds of the heavens lived. It is you, O king, who have grown and become strong. Your greatness has grown and reached to heaven, and your dominion to the ends of the earth. And because the king saw a watcher, a holy one, coming down from heaven and saying, Chop down the tree and destroy it, but leave the stump of its roots in the earth, bound with a band of iron and bronze, in the tender grass of the field, and let him be wet with the dew of heaven, and let his portion be with the beasts of the field, till 7 periods of time pass over him. This is the interpretation, O king. It is a decree of the Most High, which has come upon my lord the king, that you shall be driven from among men, and your dwelling shall be with the beasts of the field. You shall be made to eat grass like an ox, and you shall be wet with the dew of heaven. And 7 periods of time shall pass over you, till you know that the Most High rules the kingdom of men and gives it to whom he will. And as it was commanded to leave the stump of the roots of the tree, your kingdom shall be confirmed for you from the time that you know that heaven rules. Therefore, O king, let my counsel be acceptable to you. Break off your sins by practicing righteousness, and your iniquities by showing mercy to the oppressed, that there may perhaps be a lengthening of your prosperity. All this came upon King Nebuchadnezzar. At the end of 12 months, he was walking on the roof of the royal palace of Babylon, and the king answered and said, Is not this great Babylon, which I have built by my mighty power as a royal residence, and for the glory of my majesty? While the words were still in the king's mouth, there fell a voice from heaven. O King Nebuchadnezzar, to you it is spoken, the kingdom has departed from you, and you shall be driven from among men, and your dwelling shall be made with the beasts of the field, and you shall be made to eat grass like an ox, and 7 periods of time shall pass over you, until you know that the Most High rules the kingdom of men and gives it to whom he will. Immediately the word was fulfilled against Nebuchadnezzar. He was driven from among men and ate grass like an ox, and his body was wet with the dew of heaven, till his hair grew as long as eagle's feathers, and his nails were like bird's claws. At the end of days, I, Nebuchadnezzar, lifted my eyes to heaven, and my reason returned to me, and I blessed the Most High and praised and honored him who lives forever. For his dominion is an everlasting dominion, and his kingdom endures from generation to generation. All the inhabitants of the earth are accounted as nothing, and he does according to his will amongst the host of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth, and none can stay his hand or say to him, what have you done? At the same time, my reason returned to me, and for the glory of my kingdom, my majesty and splendor returned to me. My counselors and my lords sought me, and I was established in my kingdom, and still more greatness was added to me. Now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and extol and honor the King of Heaven, for all his works are right, and his ways are just, and those who walk in pride he is able to humble. So here we have Daniel on the hook again to interpret a dream. This dream, though, is different from the last one, which was more informative about how the Babylonian Empire was going to change over time. This one is a direct negative message for Nebuchadnezzar and his future. And it's cool to me that Daniel recognized this immediately. He was dismayed, and his thoughts alarmed him. I was thinking about sitting in his situation. I can't imagine standing before the ruler of Babylon, a king over many lands, and knowing that the vision that he had just had, this dream, it doesn't look good for him. I would be dismayed, and I would be alarmed too, especially when the king wants me to tell him the truth about what it means. How do I break this to the king that the vision's against him? If I'm honest with him, will he kill me? This guy is known to have a temper. He's known to fly in furious rages when things don't go his way. And so we see Daniel here is visibly alarmed about the dream. And the king, to my surprise, and maybe even to the surprise of Daniel, he actually comforts Daniel when he says, Belteshazzar, let not the dream or the interpretation alarm you. Instead of flying into a rage, the king is genuinely interested in the truth of the matter. When I read this, I see something written between the lines. See, I think Daniel and King Nebuchadnezzar's relationship has developed over time to where the king trusts Daniel. He looks to him for wisdom and advice. It appears the king is actually interested in Daniel's wisdom here and his input, and he has some care for him. Perhaps they've even developed some form of friendship over the years. The king's response is also different from what we've seen before. He doesn't fly into a furious rage at this point in the chapter, which would be kind of our guess for a typical response for him. See, I think the king is growing in character, and it's directly through all of these miraculous things that we've been studying in the last couple chapters that God has been doing around him. It's been changing the king. God is working on Nebuchadnezzar. He courageously shows the king the dreams, interpretation, and the terrible things that will befall the king. And even more courageously, Daniel gives the king a recommendation in verse 27 when he says, "Therefore, O king, let my counsel be acceptable to you. Break off your sins by practicing righteousness, and your iniquities by showing mercy to the oppressed, that there may be perhaps a lengthening of your prosperity." Not only does Daniel take courage and interpret the dream for Nebuchadnezzar, truthfully, even though it's negative, he gives the king some advice. It seems that Daniel has received a good standing before the king, not just in terms of position, but in terms of their relationship, and I think God has been working here through Daniel to influence the king. And even with the warning, 12 months go by, and we see Nebuchadnezzar arrogantly claiming that he's done all this by the power of his own might, and his pride swells up. And God humbles him in a really crazy way, driving him out and making him eat grass like an ox. His hair gets long as bird feathers and his nails as long as claws. Yikes. And after all of this, after God humbles Nebuchadnezzar, Nebuchadnezzar stops and he praises God. And I think the last verse in this chapter is so sweet. It's the last recorded thing that Nebuchadnezzar says here in the book of Daniel when he says, Now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and extol and honor the King of heaven, for all his works are right and his ways are just, and those who walk in pride he is able to humble. Now this is the fifth 10-minute devotional we've done, and we've seen a lot of trials, turmoils, and difficulties befalling God's people. And here in this verse, the king has become a worshiper of the God of the universe, our Creator. Throughout all of this difficulty, all of these trials, God has been using his people to bring the king of Babylon to himself. God used all of this to save someone. See, I think trials in our lives like this can be a way that God is working to put himself on display to those around us, just like he used Daniel to bring Nebuchadnezzar to himself. And so as we reach our 10-minute mark and wrap up here, I want to leave us with a thought, a question to ponder, or even a journal about. What keeps you from sharing God's truth to those around you, and what might happen if you took courage as Daniel did? What keeps you from sharing God's truth to those around you, and what might happen if you took courage as Daniel did? Thank you for joining me on this 10-minute devotional, and in the words of Paul in 2 Thessalonians 3:16, now may the Lord of peace himself give you peace at all times in every way. The Lord be with you all.